Fragments. Messages to Parents. 1911. The Need of Reconversion. I am charged with a message to parents, fathers, and mothers. Very many who know the truth are not themselves converted to the truth. How long will you neglect the work of living out the truth in the home life, to give obedience to the most solemn warnings which the Lord sends you? I greatly fear for you, the many fathers and mothers who have not brought up your children after the divine similitude. The Lord is dishonored by parents neglecting to fulfill their home duties. Ministers ought to take heed to these things. Has the period come when you are satisfied to work in the sparks of your own kindling? I am charged to bear these messages to ministers and their wives who have not come to the point to be faithful workers, for God is not honored in your homes. It is not essential that you increase your families so that you cannot give them that religious training they ought to have. Will you, in your families, give them what it is their privilege to receive? Fathers and mothers, are you truly converted? We are all standing before God on test and trial. The parents should consider their large responsibilities. Many whole families suffer because of the lax way they are managed. There is not order in the home. Fathers, mothers, you cannot become careless in your words and actions in your home life. You see, the world is becoming worse and worse. Fathers and mothers need daily conversion. They bring children into the world and fail to give them the instruction that they should have to prepare them for their future life, to be found without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. It requires a most thorough conversion of the parents to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Fathers and mothers, a very sacred responsibility rests upon you to make every provision essential that not a child should be left in ignorance. We are all standing before God on test and trial. I address all parents. Become converted daily. Learn your duty well, how to instruct your children. Parents and teachers need an abiding Christ in their own minds, controlling their own characters. If instructors have not the love of Christ in their own heart, if they have not an intelligence to deal with their own children wisely, after God's order, they should not, unless converted, be employed to be teachers in our schools. It requires much carefulness to deal with human minds. There is a subject on my mind. Many of you, fathers and mothers, have been agencies in various lines of discipline that have not been savers unto life. God has pity upon your children, and I am charged to connect with me those who will be taught how to bring up their children in the nurture and discipline of the Lord. Gospel ministers and physicians, the leading men in educational lines, are to take hold of this work without delay. You are to humble your own souls before God. Fathers and mothers, educators in our schools, and ministers in the whole broad field are to begin, as they never yet have done, the work of true repentance. They must be reconverted. There is a work to be done, and I write this to you that you shall use my appeal to arouse souls to humble their hearts. Human strength is weakness. Human wisdom is folly. All your success depends upon your living connection with Christ as your Savior. We have an intense interest for the children. We have a decided message for parents and their children. Fathers and mothers, God has given you a most responsible work to care for your children. A call to awake. I have a message for the fathers. Unite with all possible interest with the mothers, and do not present the truth in an indifferent way. Fathers and mothers are to be faithful ministers of righteousness. Discouragement will surely be the result of neglected duties in the home. Fathers, mothers, consider that there is a united responsibility, that of aiding one another. Each has individual responsibilities in the education of his children. Each is to engage most earnestly in giving the most positive instruction to his family. Christ is opening up the way. It is now that the most earnest instruction must be given. Minor matters, such as common visiting, must not come in to take the place of eternal interests. God's work requires the capabilities of sanctified human ingenuity. Fathers and mothers are themselves to be purified from all dross, refined, laborers together with God, communicating light and courage. They are to uplift the truth by exemplifying its sacred character, and to be a praise in the earth.
Let every sacred influence be exercised. I am charged to impress upon every church member to consider that the Lord calls him to engage in the work, communicating the message of saving grace. Take up the work in your family. Live the truth. Give to the world the evidence that you are converted. We must now, especially in this sanitarium, do a work that harmonizes with the messages that sanctify the receiver. The world must have a decided message lifted up before the people. If you with your family live your faith, an impression will go forth. Take hold of the truth. Let not the message become tame. Fathers and mothers and children, rich and poor, need converting power and sanctifying grace. This message will need to go earnestly. The world needs to see we have a living faith. Rich and poor are hungering for the truth. Wake up, every soul who claims to believe the truth. Fathers and mothers need to realize the deep work of grace in the heart. Then there will not be a death-like palsy upon our households. I am to repeat to all that strange things will take place. From every country, far off and nigh, will come the most earnest cry, "Come over and help us." Rich and poor, high and low, will be aroused throughout our world. Gird on the armor. Men and women are hungering for truth. Rich and poor, high and low, are already calling for light. The spirit of reformation must come to our people. They must become aroused and genuinely converted. Let there be a genuine work done. I am instructed in regard to the necessity of families in our sanitariums working most earnestly to make reforms in their homes. We have no time to lose. Parents to follow Christ's example. St. Helena, California. I have a special message to give to all parents, to every household. I am to solemnly charge you before God to cultivate a decided sense of true godlikeness, that the impression that you make upon your children shall be after the likeness of the Lord Jesus. As you diligently search the Scriptures, you see the correct pattern. The Word of God sets a high mark, a pattern, before all parents, that they shall educate their children, shall let their light so shine in the home example, that all may see that the truth received by the parents is sanctifying in its influence in the household. Those who embrace the truth should seek for a clear understanding of the Scriptures and obtain a decided, experimental knowledge of what is Bible truth. All intellectual laziness and neglect are a sin against God, making those who indulge in them cultivate spiritual laxness, resulting in willingness to remain in ignorance. We are handling the words of life. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I have words to speak to every family, to whole families. You have brought children into the world. Are you faithfully instructing every member of your family? Let every family feel their responsibility faithfully to carry out the Lord's directions. The words of truth, Bible truth, must be spoken decidedly. Ministers, press the urgency of the truth upon the churches and upon fathers and mothers to give decided instruction to their children. I have had the representation given me that whatever may be your business calling, you are not to neglect the truth given you.
You, parents, are largely accountable for the power you exercise in the family, in fitting your sons and daughters to come under the sway of the Prince of Life and Peace. This is the highest possible education you can give, in evidencing that you are correct in your speech and also in your habits in the home, in acting Christ's example before your children, such as you will never regret in the future. I am to present this matter. It rests largely with you, fathers and mothers. Educate yourselves to prevent all peevishness of speech, all querulous complaints in the home life. Fathers, mothers, I am to say to you that you are to be converted daily. I am charged to impress this fact by repeating it to fathers and mothers. I am charged to bear my testimony. God has given to every character His divine power to cultivate religiously. Improve your capability. Let every married party understand. God has planned that the Prince of Peace shall abide in your house. Do not forget that there is to be a sanctified willpower called into action. We have a grand work before us. The family claiming to be Christians, if they follow on to know the Lord, will overcome all their hasty speech. The husband and the wife will speak kindly and seek to be a blessing to each other, because Jesus came to our world to live as our example, that we may copy His character.
Now let every soul in the married life understand that his work is to follow the pattern, the copy Christ has given. Work to cultivate faith, hope, and love in your families. The faith which takes hold of the one who came to our world and lived the life that we all may live if we are striving to copy the pattern Christ came to our world to give. I thank God from the sincerity of my soul that it is possible for every church member to present that faith in his family, which is to make him an overcomer. I am charged to encourage the hope of Christian growth in all our churches and to direct the mind to Christ as our pattern. The form of sound words is to be prized above any inferior speech. Oh, how many may be helped now if they will, many who are not strengthened with words that Christ would give them if they would place themselves in communication with the truth which would make them wise in the wisdom of Christ. Heart service required. I am charged with a message to give every family as I shall stand before the people. Christ requires heart service. The law of God is to be written in mind and soul, and then it will appear in the words spoken. The truth of the word is to be accepted, else it may prove no truth to us. God's love, His pity, is to be expressed in sanctified actions. The truth of God may be no truth to save our souls unless we practice the truth that Christ brought to us through His own crucifixion. The love of Christ must be received into the heart and acted out in the life works. The whole heart must be converted to a love of the Savior. Then, when Christianity is in the heart, religion takes the helm. The Lord Jesus is enthroned in the citadel of the soul. Christ's pledge must be appreciated. A new heart will I give you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. This is what all must have. Allow not your heart to be diverted with foolish matters. Christianity in the heart will make us like Christ. Honor the Lord in word. There is too much visiting and the conversation is not profitable. Please read Proverbs chapters 2, 3, and 4. Consider this instruction. I am to address fathers and mothers. The light has been repeatedly given me that the converting power of God should be felt as a necessity in every family. Foolish words will not be profitable to you. By thy words thou shalt be justified, or by thy words shalt thou be condemned. The Lord calls upon all who profess to believe in Him to honor the Lord in words and in every transaction of dealing. All must be in righteousness and in truth. I am to set before our people who are privileged to have the word of the Lord that there is need of all looking closely to their family, lest they do not improve the light God has given them. Read Romans 8. Read this, and consider the same in your families. I am to tell you that your children are of such value that the Lord permitted His only begotten Son to be crucified to save them. A great work to be done in families. I have a message to the fathers and the mothers to seek the Lord. Let your works in your family be true. Read the scriptures in your families. There is a great work to be done in families. Fathers and mothers need the awakening influence of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Seek the Lord, fathers and mothers. What is the work you are to do? Look to God and repent and be converted. There is need of this work being done. Here is a sanitarium. In this you are favored. Seek the Lord and be converted. Purify your hearts daily and educate your households to do the work you would be sure to do if you had the conviction that in a few more weeks you would be called to yield up your account to God. Search your hearts, and rest not until you have a sense of the sacred work that you are neglecting, and how this influence is leading to still greater impenitence. There is no hope for those who live after the worldly influence. You lower the standard of righteousness. I therefore call upon all who have the light to walk in the light. Wake up! St. Helena, California. I have a special message to give to fathers and mothers. I have a decided message to bear to all our churches. We know not what is before us, but I must address our people. Wake up! Wake up! I am charged with a message that there are those who are professedly converted, whose names are on the church books, but who in their homes are not living the truth to the honor and glory of God as followers of Jesus Christ. I have not been able to sleep for hours in the night considering this. There should be a most earnest work commenced in families to love the Word of God. Seek the Lord in your own families. I am charged with a message to set your hearts in order. Not all are converted. If Christ should come today, are you prepared to meet Him? There must be a work done for your souls and your children. Are not children to be converted? False education.
I am instructed to say to fathers and mothers, there is a false education being given to members of many families in very many lines that the Lord condemns in His Word. Children are receiving a false education contrary to the Word of God, and I am to say to every household, repent and be converted. One family, professedly Christian, who live to please the world, bring into their household many things that are copying the world's standard and departing from the plain, thus saith the Lord. I dare not keep silent regarding these things, because there is a walking contrary to the Word of God. I am to give the message to our people in straight, decided lines, and continue to declare the words of the Lord. There are many who will depart from the faith, and some have given an example of what will be in the future. Men make terms for themselves, and will follow their own pernicious ways, by whom the truth will be evil spoken of. I am charged with a message. The men who will give heed to seducing spirits will be no help to us in advancing the truth. They will lead astray the souls whom the Lord will receive if they will be converted.